But now we're moving on to the finale. Movies. Top five. Fave five. I keep saying top. Fave five movies. And I'd like to go ahead and kick things off with The Boy and the Heron at number five. Studio Ghibli. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's their latest movie released. And the stuff that doesn't need to be said is going to be said anyway. It is beautiful. It's animated fantastically. I love the small details in animation they do during some of the scenes, like adding some physics to books falling or small secondary animations that are done that just makes it more of a real life scene that you're watching instead of an animation. Like, they do a lot of that. Voice acting. Shout out to Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson? Played Batman? Yeah. That man, you do not know it's him until you look at the credits. Same with all the other actors. Christian Bale returns for another Studio Ghibli movie. I think he was in Howl's Moving Castle before this. I think. Anyway, and some other recurring people. They, once you look at the cast, you're like, oh, okay. I kind of heard that voice or I didn't hear that. And I like these people. Good cast for the English voiceover. Yeah, go watch it. If you're a fan of any of the Studio Ghibli films, you will be right at home here. Brian, number five fave movie of 2023.
Number five, and again, the asterisk is, it was harder to find movies I've seen than it was to find movies.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't make it on.
That's fine. You're not a frequent movie watcher. That's all you got.
Just call me a freak?
Yeah. You're not a frequent movie watcher. And that happens. Some people don't like, you know. They don't pursue cinema, so.
Number five, John Wick 4.
Ooh, okay. 2.5 hours of nonstop.
3 seconds of immediately going deaf.
Yep.
Only complaint. I at first time I assumed it was IMAX. And this time we didn't watch it in IMAX, did we?
No, we made sure we didn't because of your complaint. Because you were like, no, that's too fucking loud.
Yeah, and then I can only imagine if we did see it IMAX. You would have, as a gunshot happened, you would have seen the blood shoot out of my ear.
The blood.
Switch fucking accents.
You switch fucking countries, bro.
That's how loud that fucking movie is.
Yeah,
but it's, I mean, more man's a man. If you eat your beer, then you probably will like these movies.
John Wick Chapter 4 for the men who eat their beer.
It's just like creative takes on. Like, you know what you're going in for? To see a bunch of murder in action?
Yep.
But it's just a lot of creative takes. The way they do Donnie Yen's character is interesting. Get out the dog. I mean, could have used him more, but whatever.
Hotline Miami.
Yeah, the Hotline Miami scene. They fight up the stairs.
Oh, my God. That's kind of why it didn't... Spoiler, they didn't make it on my list. It's because that action was so good, it was exhausting. By the end of it. It was like 2.5 hours of just, can this motherfucker catch a break, please? Sorry.
Yeah, besides that, it's just enjoyable, something entertaining to watch.
Okay. Randall, are you ordering these on the fly as well, or are you...
I could try.
Well, then hit us with your number five fave of 2023.
Number five is probably going to be, man, I'm sorry. I don't think I can order these.
Then that's fine. Then just give us one of the five.
Okay. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
Sick. Part one. You got to say part one.
Yeah, part one. I don't know if there's much to say about this that most people don't already know.
True. It was a blockbuster.
Tom Cruise scene in this movie that recorded as the craziest stunt he's ever done in his career.
So Peggy?
No, it's the jump.
No, is this the movie with Peggy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What else? somebody on the design, not design team. What team is that? It's not really fight choreography. It's, I don't know what
stunt coordinator.
Yeah, maybe stunt coordinator. Whoever was on the stunt coordinator team was to play Uncharted.
Oh, you mean designing the train sequence? Yeah.
Well, yeah, just designing that whole scene. Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, "Man, I really love Uncharted 2. What if we made real life people do it?" All right. I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember that scene. I'm like, okay, so someone loves Nathan Drake.
Mm-hmm.
You guys think Tom Cruise would have been a good one?
Huh?
As Nathan Drake? It's better.
No. There's only one actor that could be Nathan Drake, in my opinion.
Hit me.
We all know who he is.
Nathan Fillion.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, Randall, I would have had Tom Cruise way before I would have picked Tom Holland.
I mean, I agree with you on that, but I would just do it right from the get-go. Like, if they was like, we're going to do a live-action Uncharted, and we are giving you all the reins, all the control, I'm going for your boy. Nobody, and then if I can't get him, then I'm not doing it.
I got to be honest with you, if they gave me that offer, it wouldn't be live-action. That's just me, though. I would just grab all the voice actors, bring them back, and just make it a 2.5-hour CG fucking bonanza greatness, bro. Mm-hmm. The action sequences, I don't got to worry about cutting here, cutting there. I can have that shit one shot like God of War, bro. Like, what?
I mean, I'd prefer that way, too, because then I get the Sully. Because I still haven't remembered that guy in my head that I saw once to play him.
It's been a while since you've forgotten who the hell plays him. That's crazy.
Guy in my head. I don't know where, but I've seen him.
Okay. That is crazy. That's a good pick, though. That was a really good action movie for the summer, dude. I didn't like that it ended in a cliffhanger. Like, I really loved the previous Mission Possible that they started, they ended, it wraps, right?
Do you guys rather, you know that it's going to be a part one of a two-part movie, or would you rather be surprised?
And
I'm
when
different.
I
think, to me, it just matters where they ended, maybe, as opposed to finding out or already knowing.
Yeah, I think it depends on where they stop for me. Where I'm like, so okay.
I don't remember if we knew already with Endgame or Infinity War. Did they tell us prior it's going to be part one?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I think they did it at a great spot. And yeah. It was nice to surprise.
Yeah, if it's a, oh my god, I can't wait to see the next one, cool. If I leave the, it's on a per movie basis, because you don't know what happened in the past 2 hours or 2.5 hours. So if it cuts off at 2.5 hours, the past 2.5 hours, I should have been like, oh my god, it was great, I can't wait to have more, right? But if by the end of the 2.5 hours, I'm like, finally, then I'm like, why did you make this a two-part then? Because at that point, you're overstaying your welcome.
You said 2.5 hours so many times. I think mentally I blanked out for like a few seconds.
It's actually been 2.5 hours, Brian. You got to go to bed. Anyway, that's just my take on that. That was a good action movie, though. Even the chase scenes with the fucking yellow, the little yellow car, loved it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 4 for me is Leave the World Behind. I'm a huge fan of Mr. Robot. Sam Ismail, I think, is the guy who created Mr. Robot. He now made a movie called Leave the World Behind. I think he had other...
I didn't know that.
He had other projects between the Mr. Robot and this. It's just, this is the one I sat down and watched because it was just a movie. I think he has another show called... Yeah. I mean, you saw it before I did. I think you gave it a recommendation, so it kind of boosted it up on my backlog list. What was I going to say? Damn it. Sam Ismail. Yeah, he has other shows. Like, I think Devs is a show he has that he made, and I heard it was really good. I just got to watch it. Premise of this is a family rents like an Airbnb or some shit for the weekend, for a vacation or something. Weirder and weirder stuff starts to happen where it seems like you're getting attacked, / technology is messing up, / you don't know what's going on. So it's pretty much that. You don't know who to believe. they shoot it, they write it in a way where you don't trust anyone, neither do the characters, which is good, and by the end of it, you're just wowed by the events that's already transpired. The Tesla scene is by far my favorite in that. Because, again,
the was creepy, man.
Yeah, dude, and the way they shot it, like, as soon as they went inside the car, I'm like, that would be terrifying.
Yeah.
Definitely a must watch. It's, again, especially if you like the Mr. Robots, the pacing's pretty, it's a little slower pace, but it's on purpose because everyone's being very cautious, if that makes sense. That's it. That's all I got. Brian, you're number four.
Number four, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Damn. That's your four?
Yeah.
Damn.
I liked it. I don't even know what to say. This is...
Brian just had a I want some French fries moment.
It was a nice little bow on
another goodbye season.
Yeah, another goodbye season, essentially. Some characters are moving on, some in different roles, some return, but it was a lot of nice nostalgic moments to leave you with if you were along for the ride from the inception of Guardians on the MCU until that point.
Definitely, because they were definitely the odd ones when they first announced Guardians of the Galaxy. Back in the day, they were like, who the hell are these guys? First movie, everyone loved them.
They went from being the risk to essentially the formula.
Can I correct that for you real quick? They became the risk for the MCU to now holding it this year. Because what other MCU shit that came out in 2023 were you up standing ovation, right? Nothing is the answer, right? The MCU was still popping last year because Guardians. That's just my personal take. It's not biased in any way.
Was Ant-Man that year?
Loki. And Ant-Man.
No, I mean just...
Movies? Yeah, Quantumania. Thor?
No, that's the movie. That's the year before?
Yeah, I think that was the year before. I think
it's... What year was Multiverse?
Last year as well, I think. Or was that this year? Was Multiverse of Madness this year? Or, I'm sorry, 2023? I think it was Quantumania, Multiverse of Madness, and Guardians. It was 2023. But, I mean, that's a simple Google. You guys can...
Guardians of the Galaxy, Quantumania, then the Marvels.
Oof, and that's on digital. I gotta watch that. I don't know when I'm gonna watch it, but
I need to watch it. I'm fucking behind on.
I don't think you need stuff. To watch it because you guys told me how horrendous Secret Invasion was. I have yet to load that up.
There's so many shows I haven't seen yet. I haven't seen the new one. I haven't seen Echo and. I heard this is the second lowest reviews for any MCU project.
Sick.
Which is one above Secret Invasion, apparently.
So why am I going to watch that as well?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Loki was nice. What If so far I'm enjoying. But they ain't got much. But Guardians of the Galaxy was a hit. Unlike the rest of the misses.
Yeah.
It's great characters. Nice time put the band back together.
Mm-hmm.
If I see him later on, it'll be nice, but it's just nice one last hurrah.
You'll see those space cowboys soon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Randall, give me your second out of five.
What?
He says he doesn't have it ordered, so...
Oh, you threw me off. Like, did I name fucking four?
No. Don't worry about it. That's why I'm emceeing here. You ain't gotta worry about it. The hell?
Again, I'm not doing these in order, but I might as well.
I know. I said just the second out of five, not number two.
But I also had Leave the World Behind on my list.
Oh, neat. I mean, do you want to speak more on it, or?
I thought it was. It's definitely a hard recommend for me.
Got to pee.
Okay.
Huh?
He said he has to pee.
Oh, I definitely recommend it. It was really good. If for me, it was one of those movies that I hung on the actors and actresses' words. I paid a lot of attention to their facial expressions, body language. And it was just, it was like you said, like you don't know who's telling the truth and who's lying. And then It's kind of like 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, yeah. When it was just a...
Like,
I agree.
You don't know who's lying, who's telling the truth, but then when things start to escalate, you're like, what?
And the tension builds up like exponentially because they're in a closed space. The same thing like in 10, just like in 10 Cloverfield Lane. Like, yeah, you can walk outside, but they don't want to because, I mean, the new TV's out. Their phones can't get anything. Like, who would just go out there and venture? And then when they do, shit happens. Mm-hmm. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I definitely think it was a good watch.
That man's on fire, dude. I gotta watch his previous show. I saw Mr. Robot, but I didn't check out Devs. But if he's hitting stuff like this out of the park, I wonder if that show's good too. What was I gonna mention? Another one that's very similar, I don't know if you already saw it, Randall, A Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
Saw what, what's his name?
Dave Bautista. Yeah. It has a very similar vibe. Great. Yeah, where you're like, I don't know who to believe. Like, is this for real? And then by the end of it, you get your answer.
Yeah.
I thought that was really good. That almost made my list of my fave five. But when I was balancing The Boy and The Heron, and I'm like, it's just such a magical experience. Anyway.
What?
He was just talking about Leave the World Behind. And I was about mentioning how similar it was. Not similar. It has a very similar vibe to Knock at the Cabin, where you're kind of questioning what's real, or is this a bit, or what's happening. My number three. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. The sequel to Into the Spider-Verse. It is a part one. I think they've outright said it was out part one before it came out, but it's just not in the title for some reason. Kind of the same feeling of we're back checking in. Animation's still on point. We got introduced to some dope characters this time around. Music was great. Action sequences were awesome. Miles getting into his own in the spider suit is just awesome to watch. The new threat is incredible now. I cannot wait for how they finish this off, right, in the sequel. It is a must watch. Period. Brian.
Did it on purpose?
Yeah, I did. But that's for people who know the movie. So anyway, Brian, you're number three.
My number three, Barbie.
Oh, okay.
Great time. Very great time. Ryan Gosling. Very dry, but like random humor. He knows how to make like a joke out of himself. Like he I don't know how to explain, but he's like a great supporting actor and main actor at the same time in this movie. Like, it's not even about him like that, but he does a good job of like somehow being both.
Yep.
Soundtrack great. There's depth to the movie. That's not what I thought I would see when I went to go watch it. Great performances, fun time, funnier than I thought it was gonna be as well. Cause I didn't know too much going in. I just knew Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. I like both actors. So I'm like, why not?
Yep.
But great time altogether. Yeah. So it's really it. I recommend anyone watch it.
Good pick. Very fun time. Randall, your number.
I still had Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
I don't really have much to add other than.
Okay.
I think my favorite part of the whole movie was the last part, how everything got intense.
Really quick. You mean when everyone and their granddad Spider-Man is after him?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was such a crazy sequence. When they say, hey, it takes so long to animate this, I believe it. Do you know how much stuff they had to animate in those, the last, 20 minutes of that movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, bro. It was intense. Okay. I wonder if I think the rest of our list is going to overlap then. My number two. Good old Oppie. Oppenheimer. Chris Nolan's newest film with our boy Cillian Murphy of Peaky Blinders. They've been working together for who knows how long. Always as a side character, but now he got main character, which is dope, and he knocked it out of the park. Such a great performance. It was just dope. The build up to the creation of the bomb, to when they test it, to even the aftermath of once the job was done, what does that mean for us as a society? Is he like, it was a lot to take in. Because, I mean, as crazy as those things were on the screen, these are stuff that most likely happened because it's based off real world. So if you have yet to see Oppenheimer, please go and check it out. It is eye-opening. It is funny at times. There's great chemistry between Cillian Murphy's character and Matt Damon's. And others around, too. There's just a good group of a cast. Emily Blunt's in it as well. Great chemistry with Cillian, and I think she even had some lines with Matt. And then the interrogation sequences is insane. Stress. Again, performed great. Oh, no, wasn't it Florence Pugh?
Florence Pugh.
Pugh. Excellent performance as well. Everyone there just did their... They went to work, right?
Robert Downey.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. They all came to work. Huh?
And I really like her.
She's nice. From what... I never met her in person, but...
She has a very strong accent in real life, too.
She does? I think I've seen her. She does. Florence Pugh?
Yeah.
Oh, I never... I must not...
She's British.
She is British. Yeah. I don't know why I thought she was American, and I'm just in here. My mind is playing tricks on me. Is that you playing us out, or...?
No, just a song. Mine's playing tricks on me.
Oh. Brian. Number two.
Number two? You guys are probably going to expect this, actually.
Not going to expect it?
Yeah.
Oh, hit me with it. That's a good...
My number two is actually Oppenheimer.
What? Is it really? Okay. I'm really curious to see what your first one's going to be.
Great movie. Me not knowing anything about the history, because I'm from the future, I kind of forget these things. It was nice to go in and not really know too much besides, hey, there's going to be a boom.
Yep.
But... It's crazy that it's about something real, but the way it's shot and like the way that they convey what actually happened, it feels too wild to have been something that people live through.
If that makes that.
Any sense.
Mm-hmm.
So like going through the movie, I know, hey, this is history, but even then, like, and it the way that they wrote it. Or the way it's performed by Cillian Murphy, a lot of times he has like these inner thoughts or like monologues to himself, and you actually ask these questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very thought provoking movie, and boy, is it tense. It's nice to hear people speaking inside of. It's funny that the movie about a bomb is the one you can hear people clearly.
Yeah,
makes no fucking sense, Nolan.
He did it on purpose.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone's audible. Everyone did their parts really well. If people were the way that they were portrayed, Emily Blunt's character, that she's a real one.
For real?
I guess who she played, real one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Just great acting. It's funny that like they put in nuggets of actors you know, and then they go, they just throw away character. And then there's a reason why they decided to spend this much on the character.
I think I know who you're talking about. Shout out to Rami Malek. Holy shit. His character, at first, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like, what?
He's going to put him there?
Yeah. And then when everyone pops off. When he pops off, I'm like, slay king. You know what I'm saying?
I thought the guy who played Einstein, I thought that was Einstein.
Yeah.
When I saw him, like, he's alive?
The casting was really good. That was
casting and like costume design and all that. Chef's kiss. Because
he's still alive.
Maybe the two scenes I saw, I'm like, no wait, is he really alive?
Uh huh. That's the movie magic, Brian. Chill.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's a great, great. I mean, a lot of times I feel like there's no reason to justify telling someone to go to a movie theater. Like it a lot of these movies don't feel like they add or subtract anything from being there.
Mm-hmm.
John Wick subtracts your hearing if you go to the movie theater.
Yeah.
But movies like A Quiet Place and Oppenheimer, Cillian Murphy in both technically, and Emily Blunt in both technically, you know.
Oh, those are facts.
Those are definitely cinematic experiences. Mad Max is another one I think is a good thing with a, like in a movie theater, a good system. This is one of those movies and I thoroughly enjoyed it. While also sweating and shitting myself for 3 hours.
That's a fun time. Excuse me, Randall. You're up.
Where we at?
The last two. So this was going to be number, you know, 2 of 5. Or
this is the fourth thing to say.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo.
I thought that was going to be your number one. That's insane. Oh, I guess you're not ordered. My bad. So I guess, yeah.
That was such a good movie because not only was it accurate to what happened in real life, it did a good job tying in game references to the movie. Acting was really good. It was intense. I mean,
it's about planes, right?
Huh?
It's about planes, right?
Yeah. Yep. Nailed it.
I probably enjoyed it more than most because I like planes.
Yeah.
And I like flying. So I think it's a good watch, man. I definitely recommend it. But yeah, man. It was really good, man. I enjoyed it a lot. I've watched it like maybe 3 times so far since it's come out on digital.
I still need to watch it once. I have it on my backlog. More stuff keep coming out. Yeah.
You said the very caveman like.
Yeah, I guess that's
more
where I'm. Most stuff keep coming out. Just put in Fred Flintstone over my face. It'll work. I definitely got to check that out. Now I'm actually excited to hear what everyone's last pick is. Because we're not going to have. Me and Brian are not overlapping. I can tell you that right now.
But you don't know that.
I do. Because my number one, you already mentioned in your list. My number one of 2023 is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah, same one.
Not the same. Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, I don't know. I mentioned November and December, I started rewatching a bunch of the movies that I'm like, what's going to make it a Fave 5? And Guardians of the Galaxy is a complete package, period. If you want a movie to watch, doesn't matter your age, how far in the MCU you're in. Like, if you've just been following the Guardians, the payoff is worth it. There's big laughs. There's big cries. There's big action. Good. No Sleep Till Brooklyn never sounded so good. Okay? Like, especially with the visuals you're watching of just people kicking ass, bro. It is the comedic timing's there. There's heart. There's worry. It's everything. It is the movie. For me, of 2023. That's all I have to say about it.
Unreal nitpick is not enough loss. And true. For the way it was marketed, I had my JoJo heart, and I was like, yo, someone's getting punched to the chest.
Well, I don't want to spoil it, but there was loss. Heavy loss for a character, too. And that hit more than the loss that I would have wanted from what we were expecting, anyway. And that's all I got. Brian, let me know what your number one of 2023 is.
It's funny because, like, me watching this amount of movies, I haven't heard anyone mention this movie.
Uh-oh, I might have overlooked it, or it might just not made a cut for me.
My number one movie is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody mentioned that garbage.
Yeah, nobody. We hate it.
Just a little indie movie. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. That to me, that movie fucking was it 2.5 hours? Where to go when I watched this movie?
Yeah, a lot was happening.
You ever, what when you get like to that point of like length in a movie, you kind of like you kind of get antsy for the ending, or like you're
about ready to leave. Like you're like, yeah, okay, it's
usually give me closure or tell me this more.
Yep.
When I'm telling you, if they would have been like JK, another 2.5 hours, I would be like, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Every second of that fucking movie. The soundtrack that I can only hear while watching the movie because title doesn't want me to listen to it. whatever fucking reason. Just great soundtrack, great visual. I mean, characters well written.
You got your new favorite from the movie.
Yeah, fucking
Spider-Punk. Oh.
That's his name, right?
Yeah, it's his name, but I think it's Spider-Punk.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. He's not my favorite, like, outside of the movies, but I liked how they portrayed him.
Yes, very memorable.
You get to the point where you don't know who which spiders are the trustworthy or not. The twist that you could see coming, because they kind of kept pointing out, and then it gets to a point and you could call it if you wanted to. But I was just so fucking invested that I didn't even me. I like to guess what's gonna happen because I'm from the future. I like to see what I remember happening.
I see.
But even then, I overlooked that shit, and I'm like, yeah, well, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, the will they won't they fits, like, the exception to it is because, I mean, they're fucking kids, so it fits, like, their age or, like, that demographic of people.
And they're also in different, timelines.
Yeah, they're just from a completely different unit, like, parallel fucking universe.
Yeah. Will they won't they from a different timeline.
Because from will they won't they to will they won't they survive this.
Yeah.
Nice to see some returning characters. Overall, it's just a treat, and I cannot wait. I'm gonna have to because I mean I don't have early access to it, but I don't want to have to wait.
You don't work at Sony Animation Pictures?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
My stomach just barked. But
that was your stomach?
You heard that?
Yeah, I was like burp. What the fuck?
You got that dog in
me. It sounds like it.
Besides that, yeah, I absolutely love that movie, and from the second we saw it, it has not left my mind.
Nice. Okay. Sick.
It's funny that my first place was gatekeeping the rest of them. It's like, was this as good as this?
You used your number one pick to gatekeep the Fae 5?
From the second I watched it, it never moved from one.
Okay, but I mean, like, you should be gamekeeping from the worst, right? Like,
no, you see, because this one is different, because the leader picked the team. That's what it did here.
I see, it's your point character. That makes sense. You got to make sure your assists are on point.
Yeah.
I got you.
You know, like, when Stark or Cap, whoever's at the point, at the head of it, he decides who joins.
Team captains.
That's what it was.
Is what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's what that movie did this time.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, then, Randall, I mean, close us out here. What is your... Oh, I guess I don't know. It's not ordered. Give us your last pick, I guess, for Fae 5.
What do you think it is?
I think it's Spider-Verse.
Did you
mention it?
Yeah. I already said that on my list.
You're right. When I mentioned it, you're right. I'm sorry.
I was the only one that said Spider-Verse.
Yeah, you were the only one. I'm so sorry.
All right. You said Gran Turismo because of the plane fetish.
He already mentioned this. Yeah, he already mentioned all the stuff.
I don't know what exists.
Unless the ones
that I've shared so far was Leave the World Behind.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo.
Yep.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Yep.
And Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning.
It has to be Oppenheimer.
Nope.
Well, then I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what you watched, so.
I don't even know what's out.
Oppenheimer was good. Don't get me wrong. I liked it a lot.
John Wick.
What is it?
I was gonna put a different guess.
What?
1001, I think it is. The Tiana Taylor movie.
Oh, what?
The Tiana Taylor movie? What that is. You said you watched it. I think it's called 1000. Yeah, you said it was really sad. It was about her raising her kid.
I wanted to see that. Oh. I didn't know it came out.
Yeah. But that ain't it. No, that's not it. But okay. Yeah, that was a good movie.
I thought I was bugging out. I'm like, I could have sworn it was you in my vehicle saying, I watched it.
I didn't even know that came out, man.
Yeah, that did come out.
I wanted to see that because I like Tiana Taylor.
I mean, it's still available to you, Brian. You can still watch it.
2024, I can't watch anything that's older.
Oh, you only watch... Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that's how you move. My fault. That's insane.
I'm living it now, Anthony.
Yeah, my bad.
Freak.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with me? Go ahead, Randall, sorry.
I might be being really cliche with this, but it's Creed 3.
Oh, Creed 3, that's that right.
I liked it, though.
That was really good. I did enjoy it. You want to add any context to why, or we're just going to leave it at 3-3?
Well, for one thing, I really like Jonathan Majors as an actor.
Yeah, he was killing it there.
It's sad to see what he's going through right now. I hope things turn around for the better. I don't know, man. Like, there's definitely things in the movie that I would have done differently.
Uh-huh.
Like, all right, so instead of me just praising this movie, I'm going to tell you what I would have changed.
Okay.
So, the way they did it was the whole dynamic about, like, Damian being a dirty boxer, right?
Yeah.
I would have X'd that. And I would have made it so that he had been in prison that whole time, just training, like, which he said he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw from the beginning of the movie that he was like really passionate about boxing, like he looked, that's his goal or whatever. So I would have made it so that he was Adonis's like most challenging fighter, meaning like, and the reason why he's kind of like how Goku and Vegeta is. So like, I don't think anybody pushes Goku as far as Vegeta does,
and vice versa.
As far as sparring,
yeah.
And so I think that I would have had Adonis and what's his name?
I don't remember his character name, but I don't know.
Dane. Yeah, that's what it was. I would have had Adonis and Dane be like that, where to the point where, like, because they grew up together and they both were very passionate about boxing, they both kind of fought the same a little bit. Meaning, like, it wouldn't have just been a physical fight. It would have been more of a mental fight.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like, okay, and I'm kind of stealing an idea from another movie, but I think it would have worked perfectly.
Allegedly, you're stealing it. You might have been inspired by a random thing, allegedly. Yeah.
So, like, in the Sherlock Holmes movies, you know how, like, he mentally points out all the different openings and weaknesses of the person he's fighting?
Yeah, and then he plans and executes, or tries to execute. He plans it and then tries.
Then he does it.
Yeah.
Right? So, I would have did something like that, where Adonis couldn't just beat him based off of experience and based off of skill. It was more of a mental chess match between him and Dane. And it'd have been so intense because they both grew up together. They both had shared the same love for boxing. And a lot of the stuff that Adonis knew, he kind of learned from Dane when he was growing up. Of course, he learned a heck of a lot more once he met Rocky Balboa. But I would have had it be more of a mental thing. So, like, for example, that part where he does the Dragon Ball punch. I mean, not Dragon Ball. Yeah, Dragon Ball punch. Mm-hmm. Where he punches him in the chest, and he like is slow down, and the sweat comes off his back.
Yeah,
I would have had that. I would have built up that scene in such a way where it was like, so you remember in the beginning when Adonis was fighting Pretty Ricky Collin.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing the whole that boxing anime?
Hajime no Ippo.
Hajime no Ippo.
Yeah, that. So you know how he was doing that whole thing with the slowdown that was revealing that he was picking up a weakness on Pretty Ricky Collin?
Yeah, when he was just mind stepping.
So it was like a mental game. It was like he was noticing, oh, every time he does this, this is opening.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have said that shot up just like that, kind of similar to Pretty Ricky Collin, where he's like, oh, Dame is doing this, and every time he does this, I see this opening. not realizing that Dame is doing the same exact thing because they're similar. So he's planning junk in his head. Dame is also planning junk in his head. So when he goes for the opening, what he thinks is the opening is actually a setup. And that's when he gets hit with the whole...
with the Super Saiyan, but the dragon punch.
Punch in the chest or whatever.
That man's life force.
I wouldn't have made him a dirty fighter. I didn't like that at all. I would have made him... I would have just made it so that he was really skilled, because that's all he did when he was in prison was train and box.
I would have been behind that. And maybe have the first fight him body him, because, I mean...
Yeah.
Adonis had no idea how he trained in prison, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he would have... Dame would have had... Go ahead.
You could have also had it so that... one of the reasons why he lost was, okay, yeah, because of he maybe the training or whatever the case was, but it's also because of the guilt that he was carrying. So okay. That kind of messes up you mentally as a fighter, and you're not really on your game, because it's like, it's somebody from the past, kind of afraid of him because of you got this guilt, like you left him, and you know, all that stuff like that plays a factor, which...
like there's more personal drama like in your head happening. Yeah.
So... I would have changed the movie in that aspect. But other than that, it was good. I thought it was cool.
If they're gonna do a, like you mentioned Goku and Vegeta as an example, I think they should make them fight in the exact opposite. So like Goku's apparently known for absolute defense and Vegeta's known for absolute offense. So it'd be nice to mirror it that way. Or to put symbolism behind it, they could have made him, you know, he can take a hit because of prison, and that could be a symbolism of him taking the hit or the fall for Adonis, and so his defense is more so he'll do the Sherlock Holmes moment, and then he purposely takes the hit to set him up, and then it'd be symbolism for
that'd have been cool, man.
Push his director glasses.
That'd be a writer thing, Brian.
Push his sound guy glasses.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the sound guy thing works too, because I remember that clip of, who was it? Oh, of what's oh my gosh, he played main dude in Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about
the guy from Seinfeld.
Yeah, that clip where he's talking about the sound guy gave him a bit to
janitor. Do.
Oh, I thought it was a sound guy. My fault. All right. Well, that does it. That is our Fave 5 TV shows and Fave 5 movies and Fave 5 games and Fave 5 movies of 2023. We will be back next year around this time to give us our Fave 5 of 2024. For movies, I don't even know if there's any anticipated movies, to be honest with you. I haven't checked to see what's supposed to be coming out this year. Oh, Dune. Dune Part 2 is this year, right?
Whatever you tell me, I'm going to believe.
Okay. I believe Dune 2 is this year. I don't know what else. Let me see. 2024.
Dune 3 too, right?
Anticipated movies.
Oh, the Across the Spider-Verse Part 2?
I thought it was in 2025.
No, I don't want to believe
you. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I know Randall cannot wait to watch Madam Web.
Why can I not wait to watch that?
That's just a bit. They didn't look the trailers didn't look that great, but
yeah, we'll...
this trailers
for Madam Web
2nd, Spider-Verse Part 2 apparently.
Oh, then we have that Dune Part 2, Kung Fu Panda Part 4. Can't wait to watch that. The next Ghostbusters, which I mean the first one I liked with Paul Rudd and the kids. It's more of that, I guess.
Existed.
Oh. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. So that fight's going to be probably dope. I don't know what else. Oh, the Fall Guy is going to be great. It's a new Ryan Gosling film that looks like a comedy. It's going to be fantastic. Looks like they're making another biopic for music, but for Amy Winehouse, called Back to Black. I might check that out.
I want to watch that.
Yeah, I might check that out.
Blue Blazer.
Marissa Abella.
How do you spell that?
Marissa, M-A-R-I.
I found it.
Okay.
Too long.
Well, you fucking asked me, right?
I could see it.
There's pictures of her in costume. It looks pretty good. Of course, she's
from the UK. That's why I like looking.
Another addition to the Planet of the Apes movie, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, is coming out. So I'm excited for that because the previous trilogy was pretty dope. We have a new movie by John Krasinski called If, starring Ryan Reynolds in it and John Krasinski. So that's probably going to be dope. There's a Furiosa movie coming out, and I'm probably going to check it out because I really love Fury Road. So hopefully it slaps.
When did you say the Back to Black comes out?
It seems like it's in May
10th. It's one of the...
Oh my gosh, I forgot. Inside Out 2 is coming out, and I really like Inside Out 1. So hopefully that's...
The first one yet.
You should check it out. It's dope. The prequel to A Quiet Place is coming out as well. A Quiet Place Day 1. So that'll be cool. Despicable Me 4.
What?
Which part, Brian?
The Quiet Place is another one?
Yeah, but it's a prequel called The Day One. Not A Day One, I'm sorry. Just A Quiet Place, colon, Day One. Another Despicable Me. We have Deadpool 3, because we've all been waiting for that. The Borderlands movie.
I want to watch the wrestling documentary, or like the
Iron Claw. Yep.
Yeah,
that's another asterisk for our list. Like, some good stuff came out.
You know the story of behind that family.
Mm-mm. I know that they're like wrestling, like family, but I don't know much behind besides that.
I would not look it up then. It's
really sad, man.
Yeah. Really sad. Apparently, another alien movie. It says untitled alien movie in August of this year. So that might be cool. Kraven the Hunter, which I thought was supposed to come out 2023. It might have been pushed. A new Transformers movie called Transformers 1. It's an animated prequel, so that's going to be probably dope, in my opinion. But you know me, I kind of favor the CG movies if it's a CG franchise, right? Or animation franchise. Anyway, Beetlejuice 2 coming about too as well. The second Joker movie, that's Harley Quinn. So we'll see. We have a good lineup of stuff to look forward to. There's a third Venom movie coming out.
Bro, I haven't heard of any of this.
Or what?
Venom. Apparently it's supposed to be coming out November 8th. Yeah, dude. What? There's apparently a Lord of the Rings movie coming out in December, but I don't know how accurate that is.
It's a Japanese movie called Monster. The premise seems interesting. Oh. A single mother confronts her son's school and she notices a shift in his behavior and uncovers unexpected reasons behind the change.
Okay.
In March.
We have also The Lion King, Mufasa. That might be dope. It's near the December time. And to end here, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 in December time.
Cool. I haven't even seen the first two.
Well, those are just some of the anticipated movies that I've seen that have dates on them. And that is about it for us. Thank you guys for watching, listening. We'll be back next week with our regular schedule programming. I have a bunch of stuff I noted down of stuff I watched and I got to talk about and or play.
I haven't done anything new. Actually, no, I started and beat a whole game in a day.
Then it sounds like you have something to talk about then.
Yeah.
That's it. Anything else before we leave? Anything you guys want to plug? Brian, I know you have something cooking up. Negative? Just check the channel. Yet. Okay. Just go to the Bri FM channel every week for some new music.
Next week.
Okay. Alrighty. That's it. Thank you guys for watching. Bye.